Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The Israeli military says it has conducted a targeted operation at the largest hospital in Gaza, where Hamas militants are believed to be running a command center. In Washington, tens of thousands of people gathered on the National Mall for a pro-Israel rally on Tuesday. Hector Alejandro Arzate of member station WAMU was there.
Protesters from around the country and the world gathered in a show of support for Israel, as well as to condemn anti-Semitism and to demand the release of hostages held in Gaza, including Guy Gilboa Dalal. His family says he was captured by Hamas militants at the Nova Music Festival on October 7th.
We don't have any new piece of information beside the hostage video that was released on the same day it happened.
That's his older brother, Gal Gilboa Dalal. He came from Israel to plead for his brother's release.
He's the best guy ever. I miss him so much.
Since October 7th, four hostages have been released and one was rescued by the Israeli military. For NPR News, I'm Hector Alejandro Arzate in Washington.
President Biden is in San Francisco for the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit, known as APEC. Biden says his goal is the resumption of normal communications between Washington and Beijing during a period of heightened tensions. As NPR's John Ruwitz reports, the president is set to meet with his Chinese counterpart on the sidelines of the gathering Wednesday.
This meeting's expected to run several hours. They have a ton of things to talk about. But in terms of concrete outcomes, China has been mum. The Biden administration has downplayed the idea that there's going to be any kind of big blockbuster deals or anything like that. So both sides are trying to manage expectations. That said, you know, it's possible that military-to-military dialogue will start to resume sometime soon. That was suspended after then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visited Taiwan last year.
NPR's John Ruwitz reporting. Prosecutors are trying to block the release of witness videos in the Georgia election interference case, this after the leak of interviews with four of the defendants. From member station WABE, Sam Greenglass has more.
Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis is again asking a judge for an emergency protective order over discovery materials shared by the state with all the defendants. That includes proffers, interviews recorded with witnesses before entering a plea agreement that cover what they would be able to contribute during future testimony. Prosecutors say the public release of sensitive materials could result in threats and harassment that discourage witnesses from cooperating. Prosecutors blame defendant Harrison Floyd for the leaks, citing an email in which one of his attorneys admitted to leaking the clips, though they say he later backtracked. For NPR News, I'm Sam Greenglass in Atlanta.
Wall Street stocks close higher on positive news about inflation. The Dow Jones Industrials gained 489 points. This is NPR News. A multi-vehicle crash on a highway in central Ohio has resulted in at least six deaths and multiple injuries. State police say the crash involved a charter bus carrying high school students and chaperones, a tractor trailer, and three other vehicles. The mishap occurred along Interstate 70 near Etna Township, about 21 miles east of Columbus. New technology could make it harder for artificial intelligence companies to steal people's voices and likenesses for online videos. NPR's Chloe Veltman says it'll help celebrities and ordinary people as well.
Scarlett Johansson joined other celebrities recently to speak out against the use of their faces and voices without permission. It's hard for internet users to tell these so-called deepfakes aren't real, which can be damaging to a celebrity's brand. Some tools do help detect these deepfakes by, for example, embedding digital watermarks. And a new tool called Antifake will scramble a person's speech signals, which prevents AI models from creating clean-sounding voice clones. Rupal Patel is an AI professor and a vice president at the AI company Veritone.
I think it's just the next evolution of how we protect this technology from being misused or abused.
But Patel says she also hopes the drive for protection doesn't prevent positive uses of AI from being developed. Chloe Veltman, NPR News.
House Speaker Mike Johnson was able to get a temporary spending plan approved with the help of Democrats. The vote was 336-95 in favor of a two-tiered measure to keep the government funded through mid-January. The measure now goes to the Senate. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.